Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
The Promised Holy Spirit. Acts 1, 1-8. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach, till the day when he was taken up after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his sufferings by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." We come to what might be the most quoted and well-known scripture verse on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. "You receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses." This is all part of the prologue of Acts. We see some very interesting elements. There's a summary of the Christ event at the beginning. Clearly, Luke is linking. There's many verbal clues and flows back to the ending of his gospel. In fact, he ends his gospel in chapter 24 and 49 by saying, "Behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you're clothed with power from on high." You can hear the links to this passage here. But there's also three references to the Holy Spirit in the prologue. It's somewhat of a link to what is to come in chapter 2 at Pentecost. And we see the interplay of the ascension of Jesus and the descent of the Spirit. And the connection point, once again, is witness. Now, you may be saying, "Chuck, all you do is talk about mission and witness." Well, I can't help, because that's right in the New Testament itself. Once again, we have this word, martyreo, "you'll be my witnesses." Remember previously in John, John underscored this issue that the Spirit is there to bring witness to Jesus. Now, that word witness is an important word in John's gospel. There's 8 or 9 things that he points to that point as witness to who Jesus is and what he's doing. But here we're engrafted again into that process. You'll receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. This is the primary purpose of power. It's not for me to have a better life. It's not for me to luxuriate in the Spirit. It's not for me to have another spiritual experience in the Spirit. But it's about the life of God coming upon me for the purpose of cooperating with bringing witness to Jesus. I've often said this about the opening of Acts. It's a reminder that God wants the Jesus stuff to continue on. And it's to continue on through us. We're going to see that the early church continues in the Jesus way. That's not only a lifestyle or an ethos or a morality. It's in cooperating with the things that Jesus did on this earth. And we get to do it by the power of the Holy Spirit working hold of us. By now, what in this is to take hold of it again. Maybe it's starting to sound like a repeated refrain over and over and over to you. But I hope it will inspire you. Each day, I want to wake up and take hold again of what the purpose of God is for my life. And all the things that I do, I am most alive when I'm pointing to him and bringing witness to Jesus. And his promise is that his Spirit would be upon us to empower us for that reality. So, Lord, we turn to you again today. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Speak the way of Jesus through us. Demonstrate the way of Jesus through us. Do the Jesus stuff through us, so that the world would be drawn to you. In Jesus' name,